Today's practice is going to focus on showing compassion to someone who you might have a difficult relationship with. It might be someone you don't get on with at school, or someone who you've thought negatively about in the past, or you feel you don't really get along with. This can be very challenging, but is extremely important. As with our other practices, let's get our mind and body ready by sitting comfortably, relaxing your shoulders down, and gently closing your eyes, and getting ready to begin. Give yourself a moment to connect with your body. Notice the sensations of your body sitting here in the chair. The sense of your head resting on your neck, resting on your shoulders, your back, your lower body, all being supported by gravity. Sitting upright, but with your shoulders relaxed, alert and ready to learn. And now turning your attention to the waves of breath, like we've done before. Maybe having a curious attitude towards your breath, using your focus and concentration to notice where the breath ends and the next begins. Just allowing the breath to move with its own rhythm as you follow it. Notice that with each out-breath, your body sinks a little further into your seat. Your muscles get more relaxed. As with before, let's bring our attention to a time when you experienced connection or compassion or kindness from another person. You can choose a situation you have already chosen before, or you can choose one that you've not used yet. Now let that situation come to your mind. If your mind is having trouble choosing or settling on a situation, just choose the first one that comes to mind. Let yourself drop into that moment. It might be hugging someone. It might be having a shared moment of happiness with someone. As much as you can recall, put yourself back in that situation and bring that image to your mind. Can you recall the feelings? Can you recall any emotions or any sensations? Do you sense the curve of smile forming on your face? Let's just be there for a moment. Next, bring to your mind the image of someone you care about. And as best you can, try to get an image or sense of that person or being in your mind. You might imagine you're with them, sitting beside them or walking alongside them, doing something fun together. And now, using these phrases or ones of your own choosing, just repeat to yourself, may you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And as we say these again, try and connect with the feeling and the intention of these words, really wishing that that person is safe and well. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful, and may you be safe and at ease. Next, I'm going to invite you to imagine someone you don't get along with very easily. Focus on someone you know from school, or maybe in your friendship group, or a sports team you're part of. Maybe that person has been unkind in the past, or you don't understand them, or they do things different to you in a way that you don't like. Call this difficult person to mind. Be honest with what you feel. Take a look at the emotions and the feelings and the sensations you're having when thinking of that person. Are you feeling impatient or angry? Just notice what's there. What emotions and sensations are coming up, without making them bigger or trying to get rid of them, just noticing them. Notice any tendency you have to think badly of the person or any tendency to make the difficult feelings bigger or let those emotions take over your mind. Instead, wish them well silently repeat phrases of kindness to yourself. Focusing on that image that say together and mean together, may you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. And may you be safe and at ease. Again, holding the image of this person in your heart, extending wishes of kindness and warmth towards that person, and also feelings of kindness and warmth. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. Just for a second or so, sending kindness and compassion to that person. They may be struggling or having difficulties in ways that we can never understand. So that's instead of letting anger or frustration, let's instead send kindness to that person. Let's choose compassion. And now you can gradually let any image fade away and begin to come back to the present again. Let's do this by focusing, instead of the breath that we usually use, let's focus on the sounds around you, just noticing them. It might be the wind or other noise around the busy school you're in. And now just appreciate that you've been doing something quite challenging for the last few minutes, that you've been choosing to consciously cultivate an attitude of kindness and of friendliness and of generosity towards others, and especially others who you don't normally get along with. Noting maybe the warmth of kindness that's emerged from you, noting if you feel calmer, and when you're ready, opening your eyes really gently and returning your attention back to the room. Thank you so much for taking part in this compassion practice, a very important one about sending kindness to people who we might find difficult.